Hi, I'm John David Miller. This is Yes Wise Insights. Presented by Natural Health Enterprises, found at reallywell.com for natural health information and many good natural health items. Flaxfood.com for the best flaxseed in the world and other superfoods. And waterus.com for USA-made water purifiers. Well, today we're talking about surviving the potential social chaos that we have facing us. With increasing awareness of the possibly difficult years ahead, people are now more inclined than ever to put up food supplies and other items for times of shortage and to take steps to have pure water to consume, alternative methods of warmth and waste management, and other necessities. The growing and storage of high-quality food items and the availability of water, purifying equipment, and other essential supplies is needed for a possible period of disruption in the normal systems of and outlets for these things. So let's take a look at survival basics. Shelter and warmth is a major priority. We need to have a place to be out of the elements and to stay warm. We need pure water. We need pure air. These are essential for life. Nourishing, easy to prepare foods. But in addition to those very, very essential things, we need possibly some cash, some silver coins. That would be pre-1965, 1964 and earlier, silver coins, dimes, quarters, half dollars, and silver dollars. That can be used to exchange for other items because those are easily recognizable as having real value. The silver content gives them the real value that our money is supposed to have, but it is not in the current cash that we deal with, the Federal Reserve notes and the watered-down metal coins that we're using. So you need those coins from earlier and other trade items for barter, you know, items such as many of these things that we'll be discussing that you could have extras of to trade. Matches and candles, flashlights, light bulbs, as long as you have electricity, but stores, if they're not available, you might need an extra light bulb for one that burned out. Blankets, coats, clothing, things to stay warm. Batteries to operate all your battery-operated devices, flashlights, and so on. Toiletries, all the personal hygiene and care items that you need. Extension cords in case of electricity so that you can reach something outside or whatever, wherever you might need a power tool or something. Fuel in your vehicle because gas stations may not be providing it if there is a crisis. Tools of all kinds to repair things, make things, do tasks that need to be done. Gardening tools in particular. Garden seeds and supplies like soil building materials to and harvesting materials and ways of preserving the food like a dehydrator. Getaway bag, that would be something for each person in the household to have ready in case you need to move in an emergency to another location. And have a plan for that. Have a location to go to where you can reestablish living and be safe for a while. And then we need many alternative modalities to serve our normal needs in life, like heating and cooking. So a wood stove would be helpful, or a kerosene heater, alcohol. You can saturate some paper, toilet paper or something, in isopropyl alcohol and burn it like a Sterno can to heat water and make things for cooking. Water purification, non-electric, because again, power could be out, maybe something to hand pump water through a purifier, a mustard container, something plastic you can squeeze the water, and some of the media of water purification, such as redox media, need a good flow through there to generate the friction, the electricity that purifies some of the heavy metals and other things out of the water. And then there's also pour-through gravity feed type carbon filters. But you need something that be able to purify possibly stream water or a spring or something like that, that a lake. Power, alternative power, a gas generator, storage battery, something that you can build up electricity in the battery in case there are periods where, say, like rolling blackouts where there's no power generation. A wind, windmill, solar panels, that sort of thing. Depends on your situation, what you can do. Waste management, to get rid of your personal waste, number one and number two. You can bury it. You can actually build an outhouse and move it periodically and bury that deep under the soil. Or you can use it for fertilizer, especially the urine is high in nitrogenous material that can feed plants. And also you might burn some of the waste. But ways of dealing with the waste if the toilets aren't flushing, for example. Transportation alternatives like a bicycle, scooter, even a horse if you're in a situation where that is feasible. Communication alternatives, a satellite phone, a satellite text device, those are now available. A walkie-talkie, something to reach someone locally or even at a distance if the cell phones aren't working, if the cell system is down. And news, ways of getting information about what's going on in the world, such as a battery-operated or hand-cranked radio or a ham radio, alternative modalities that we need to have backups for staying alive. YesWise Insights and our occasional Better Minute are programs of YesWise Education Service. We also have The Real World, has been on Saturdays. We'll do that one more time on December 10th. And then we're going to, after the first of the year, we'll take a break for the holidays and resume in January on the 7th, on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for The Real World Chat. And our Aware More resources is where we have the archives and references. All these programs are found at yeswise.com or awaremore.com. And we also have Northern Edge, superior organic flax seed with high omega-3 oil and high antioxidants, great protein and fiber, no toxic metals, free of cadmium. It's great brain food, makes your mind sharper, calmer, less inflammation in the body, better elimination, all good things. It's part of our detox pack and our restoration packs, flaxfood.com. And reallywell.com. We also have a resistance pack, Delicious Greens 8000 Superfood Nutrition Smoothie Mix, part of our restoration packs, 8000 ORAC units of antioxidant capacity, organic turmeric powder, super alkalizing antioxidant toxin reducing spice. We have Aztec Secret Indian Healing Clay also for detoxification with that pure bentonite powder. At reallywell.com and flaxfood.com, Graminex Pollinate Flower Pollen Extract for nourishing micronutrients. And again, the Resistance Assistance Pack with Larea Clear Extract and Vitamin O Oxygen to help clear away those things you want to get rid of the that are attacking microbes and so on. And it also helps with pain relief. So these things are found at reallywell.com and our water purifiers at waterus.com. And then we have YesWise Education Service with holistic learning modules, no charge for those, and holistic life consultations and seminars at YesWise.com. The Real World, again, Wednesdays starting in January, one more time on Saturday, December 10th at noon Eastern Time, and then Wednesdays at 9 Eastern Time starting January 7th again. Thank you for listening. Be well. And have a great day.